Hello, and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week, you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through meditations, readings, and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose.
Hello and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. I'm Susan Jane, the Intuitist, and I am your host for today. Now, it is 2021. Happy New Year, everybody. I hope you had a wonderful time of it. I know I didn't, but I'll get back into that later on. What I want to first do today, I'm going to do something a little bit different today. What I want to first do is go through what intuition is as far as I can see it, or as far as what my studies and my life has brought forward. So intuition, we have two parts to ourselves, two main parts. One is our physical body and one is our spiritual body. Now, when they talk about having an everlasting life or living eternally, that's your spiritual body, that's that side of it. And the physical body, obviously, we are here for a certain amount of time and then we move on. So we have these two aspects of ourselves, the physical side and the spiritual side. Now, what intuition is, as far as how I see it, is intuition is the communication between the physical and the spiritual. So we have this spiritual being that has come through life after life after life. This is where this reincarnation comes through. When we reincarnate, we're not reincarnating in the same physical body, but it's the spirit of us that is reincarnating. And spirit in some circles has its own name. So if my spirit's name was George, this George spirit could be going into a male, into a female, into, you know, young, old, black, white, all the rest of it over the years and the eons. So that's the spiritual side of us. And then we've got our physical side. Now, our physical side goes back through our DNA. So we have all that aspect to go with it. So we have a lot of learning from our physical aspect and our nurture and what we've grown up with. And we have a lot of understanding from our spiritual side. Now, remember, the spiritual being cannot touch, taste, smell, see, or hear. It does not have the five physical senses. So that is where the difference lies in that aspect. So a spiritual being comes to a physical body or a physical human so they can learn through what the physical body can do. So intuition is the communication between the two. Okay, so that's what we get. Now, when intuition is communicating, when our spirit is communicating with us or wanting us to go one way or guide us another way, we will get that intuitive feeling or messages or thoughts. It comes through mentally, physically, visually. I often bring visual into a different aspect to the five cycles, or the five senses. Mainly because with visual we can see it in our mind, in our mind's eye. So there's that visual aspect, as well as seeing it for when we see numbers. Like we'll often see 11-11, you know, and you'll see it a couple of times during that week. And it's the intuition sort of saying, take note, take note. Spirit's trying to get to you to look at something, to see something. Now, you think about it, 11-11 will come up twice on a clock, it'll come up twice a day. And yet, for some reason, you may not see it until this one particular week and you'll see it three or four times. So it's that understanding, that's that visual aspect to it. We have that physical aspect where when I used to do a lot of healings, my hands would go very, very blotchy. And I knew that was a physical sign to say somebody needed a healing that was near me, around me. So we have that side of it too. So intuition, what it boils down to, and it will come through our chakras. It is just so interwoven in us. We get these messages because, like everyone, we have our strengths and our not so strengths. So what you may be able to imagine and see in your mind's eye, somebody may hear it better or taste it or feel it or experience it in a different way. So we will experience them in different ways. So the spirit will send these intuitive messages in different manners and different ways so we can pick up on them. Now, when you pick up on them over a couple of different types of ways, like so you have this mental thought or you see something, or you start to get that feeling, that emotional attachment to it, then we know that the intuition is playing a big, big part, or sorry, the spirit is playing a big part because it's giving us those intuitive messages. So that's what intuition is as far as I can see it. Now, we all have our own beliefs and we have our own understandings of it. And look, there's no right or wrong way because this is a little bit of the unknown. And so it is nice to sort of take on board what you want to listen to or what you believe in and let go of the other stuff. It doesn't have to be all correct for you. I have listened, well, I've read a lot of books. I've been doing spiritual work since I was in my early 20s. I had a horrific attack when I was 19, and it was the first time I'd left my body. I actually watched my body being attacked, and that was when I really understood what it was like to have that physical and that spiritual body. I didn't understand it at the time, and I had a couple of other experiences after that. One was a near-death experience, and another one was where I did it intentionally. I intentionally left my body. I wanted to test the theory. I'm a theory tester, sorry, but that's what I am. So we all have different ways of doing it. I wanted to explain to you what intuition was in the beginning of the year, as so you've got an understanding of where I relate to it. And again, other people will relate to it differently. It doesn't mean it's wrong. You take on board what you need and let go of the rest. But as I said, today I want to do something a little bit different because it is 2021. Now, when we're developing our intuition, we have ways in which we can do this. Now, I used to do a bit of card reading. I used to do a lot of card reading, but it was for me. I didn't necessarily do card readings for other people. I like to do them for myself. It was a way of me getting in touch with me. So I'd have a few different oracle cards. I never got into tarot too much until later on, but mainly oracle cards. It was softer, it was easier. But what I liked most of all about the oracle cards was the fact that a lot of them only had one like word at the bottom or a very short sentence. So it didn't, you didn't have to follow too many rules. If it was just patience was written on there, you understood what that meant and you could actually intuitively go through that and get a better understanding of what that meant to me. So was I needing to be patient? Was it about things will come to me soon? Is it patience in my spirituality? Patience when I was wanting to do different spiritual things. I did a lot of healings, like I said. I've done a lot of guidance, had spirit through me, vibrational work. You know, so there's lots of different things. And you get to find those little tools. And I call them tools because we can utilize these for our best advantage. You know, we can use these tools to help us. There's pendulums, there's readings, there's cards, there's even Wicca. And Wicca's had a bad rap, but so has card reading and so has things like the Bible. They've all had bad raps as well as good raps. We all know what organized religion can provide, and it's not always positive. So, you know, we've all got the negatives and the positives to it. When I started out with 2021, oh, I don't know if it was the moon or what it was, but boy, oh boy, I was having a bit of a tough time of it. I knew that there was a big change coming through, especially with the big full moon coming at on the new year. But I was also very aware that we needed to let go of 2020 and move into 2021. Now, I did let go a few things. I've stopped football. I was a sports trainer for 25 years with football, mainly with soccer, football, yeah. And I let that go. I've worked with A-League teams like Gold Coast United when they were in the A-League. I worked with Brisbane Roar, with the Women's League. And I've worked with quite high-profile athletes and young athletes that I can see going into Brisbane Roar Women's this year. There's, I think, three or four of them that went through the group that I was with. So it's lovely to see these girls coming forward, or young ladies, I should say. Now, I knew I'd done enough with football. I knew I needed to let it go. And I had another little part-time job that I just wasn't connected to anymore, and I wanted to put more time and effort into intuition and into this side of things. So I knew I had to let a few things go. And I was quite aware of that, and I did that. What I wasn't aware of, or what I failed to take into consideration, was the grieving that happens when you let go of something. And this is what I was really feeling when the new year turned over. It happened a couple of days before, but it really hit me when the new year turned over. I really was experiencing a lot of grief, a lot of uncertainty, but in the same token, I also knew that it was a positive thing. Look, this sounds really strange. I know it was negative and I was feeling really down. I was lots of tears and I didn't understand why. I think that's what really got me. I didn't understand why. And I couldn't say, well, this happened, so I'm sad, or that happened, so I'm sad. There was no reason for me to be sad, and yet I was. And I put a post up on Facebook and just sort of went, you know what, I'm not feeling it. I'm just not feeling it. I'm struggling. I'm not coping as well. Look, I'm not on suicide watch. I'm not in any way, shape or form in a depressive state. But I was feeling depressed. I was feeling down. So I put a bit of a call out there and I had a lot of lovely responses. And one of the responses was a lady private messaged me and said, you know, I'm feeling it too. You know, there was no advice. There was no attention seeking. It was just like, yeah, you know what? I'm feeling it too. And instantly, that was when I went, oh, gosh, I know how to get out of this. The more I help somebody, the more I feel better for it. So I was starting to get a little bit wallowy in my own sort of self-pity and needed that lady to come forward and not just say it on Facebook, but private message me and say, you know what, I feel like shit too. And that's basically all she did. There was no other expectation. And I went to her and I said, you know what, I'm going to do a flower reading for you, because I need to do this not just to help you but to make me feel better. So I did this flower reading for her, and it was really fun, and she got a lot out of it. But flowers, I did my first official flower reading probably 20 years ago, and this has been my tool of choice. Now, we all have tools, like I said, we've got the different ways we can do things, but flower reading was my tool of choice. Now, when I first started, of course, it was live flowers, and you could only pick a live flower and you know, you would do a reading on it, which was all good and well. But, of course, that was 20 years ago before internet. Then when the internet came on, we were no longer restricted by the flower that we picked. We were no longer restricted by that. We could have flower images. And once we got those flower images, it became really exciting, really enjoyable, because I found with cards, you were limited to a deck of cards. Okay, I could tell you, I had probably 10 decks of cards, but you were still limited to that deck of card. I didn't want the limitation. When it was a live flower reading, you were limited to what you could pick around you at the time, or what you could purchase at the time. And that was another limitation, and I didn't want the limitations. So when Google came on board, when we all started looking at our PCs and smartphones and different things like that, it gave us the opportunity to have a look at some flowers, and there was no longer any restrictions. There is billions of flowers on the internet that you can get. And when you think of a flower such as, say, a red rose, it can be presented as a flower image in many, many ways. We can have a bud of a flower rose. We can have the rose coming to, on an angle. We could have it fully open. We have so many different colored reds, it's not funny. So our choices became extreme, really extreme. And this is where I really, really enjoy it, because now it's not a matter of shuffling a deck of cards and picking one out and you intuitively pick out one. It's now going, hang on, what does 2021 look like to you if it was a flower image? Because then we no longer are restricted by any way, shape or form. Even here in Australia, I've got these flower images I want to show you, these flower images were taken for my book, Intuitive Flowers, Empowering Your Emotional Goals, they are basically all Australian. Now, they're not native to Australian, but they are all Australian. I don't know if I've got any Native American flowers on there. So this is what's really, really fun about flower reading. It's just the limit, there's no limitations. It is such a great tool, and it allows your intuition to pick what you want to pick. You're not limited to what you can pick out of the garden or what you pick out of a deck. You are now open to whatever you want. Now, when I was writing the book and doing the flower readings, I needed to test the theory. As you know, I'm a theory tester. So I did up my own, and I did a financial goal on mine. And it was really funny because I did a little bit of a meditation. I've got a meditation on the website under the resources. But I did a little meditation and sort of went, okay, so what does my finances, how do I feel when I've got the finances I want? What does that feel like? What does that mean to me? And so I did this little meditation, and I remember this, it was a pink and white flower. Now, I knew it was a deep pink, sort of similar to my branding. So I knew it was a sort of a deep pinky purple and white, but I didn't know what it was. I couldn't get an image of it. It was round, but I couldn't get an image of it. So I thought, okay, I Googled pink and white flowers. And this is where it took a little while, because I went through it. Now, I held on to that feeling that I had, and I went through all these images. There was a couple that were similar, and I would just say them across to the side, and I'd go through it. And then I found one, and it gave me the same feeling of what I'm going to feel like when I am financially how I want to be financially. So unlike a SMART goal that has all those steps and that we need to take, this is an emotional goal. This is how I want to feel when I do those steps and go through that, through those the SMART goals. So it's how I want to feel. So I get the SMART goals. They're a great idea, and I get goals. I love the goals. But what we need to be really mindful of is when we get these goals, we'll often You get to the goal, but you don't get to the feeling, and you don't understand why. It's because we've not connected the physical and the spiritual at the same time. And that's why we need to make sure the emotions are attached to these goals that we make. And the best way to do that is to do it through flowers. So we sit there, we try and get an understanding of how we're going to feel when we reach that goal, say 2021, what we want to do, what we want to achieve, and then we pick a flower. Now, what was really fun was when I was looking at this, I want to do a quick flower reading for you here. Now, this is a little bit harder for those on the podcast, because I am videoing it, so it's a little bit harder for those on the podcast, but I will be putting up pictures. I'll give you a bit of a description of what it is so you can still hear and get an understanding. Now, when I was going through it, what I decided to do, I'm going to bring up three flower images. Now, again, I wanted you to pick your flower image, but of course we can't do that when we're on a podcast. So I have 100 flower images over here on my other screen. I have 100 flower images. And what I've got is my little phone here with this random digital, you know, pick randomized numbers. Okay, oh gosh, you can't see that. But anyway, randomized numbers. I'm going to do three randomized numbers and then I will pick the flowers that go with it. So if it's number 75, like this one says, I will go to number 75 on the flowers and I'll bring that up for you so you can see it. That was the good part. Now, I have done a lot of card readings and I have a lot of friends that do card readings and they'll often bring out, because they're cards, they'll bring out three cards or four cards to get a better reading. I'm thinking, how do I do this with flowers? So I've already worked out we can do a random reading, which will help all of us. But how do I do it to help us go from where we are to where we want it to be and where we want to go? And I looked at it and went, well, let's keep with the flower theme, all right? So the first card I'm going to pick out is about pruning, right? We can have pruning, we can have blossoming, and we're going to have fertilizing. Pruning is all about what we need to maybe let go of and put aside. The blossoming is what we're focusing on now, so it's what we're looking at and where we are, and, of course, we want to fertilize for the future. So I'm going to pick three cards, right? So we've started on this one, but we're not going to use that number. Oh, my goodness, I can't see on the screen. All right, so here's the first number is number 11. So number 11 is all about pruning, what we need to get rid of for 2021. Number 99 is about blossoming. That's what we're focusing on at the moment. And the last one will be number 20. And number 20 is what we're going to fertilize, how we go forward. All right. So this is what we're doing. Now, I'll quickly jump on to my flowers. So number 11 is here. And I will share screen. Application window there. So this is number, there we go. There's number 11. All right. Now, as we can see, number 11, this is what we need to let go of. Now, number 11, for those on the podcast, is a pink bougainvillea. Now, this pink bougainvillea, as you know with bougainvilleas, it is not actually the petals that are pink. That's actually the sepals. Now, they still will do the same thing as petals. They will attract what they need to attract. But these have got bougainvilleas have got quite small flowers. I'll just show you there. So really tiny, small white flowers. Now, when we think about flower readings, we'll look at what this means to us. Now, this is a portrait image. It's not a landscape. So portraits is all about the self. It's all about me. It's all about I. Now, when we're talking about pruning, this is what we need to let go of. We need to let go of that attitude of it's all about me and I am just one in this big group of flowers. It is not like that. Every one of us has a potential of going forward. Every one of us, whether we're all the same color, the same race, the same creed, the same beliefs, it doesn't matter. We all have the attention of the ability to go forward as we need to go forward. So I want to say in this image, what you're letting go of is the attitude that you're not an individual. That's what you need to let go of. The attitude that you are not it. We are all individuals, but we all belong together. And that's what we need to hold on to and get an understanding of. So when we've looked at, say, 2020 with the COVID and areas like that, we are all in this together, but we can all work individually to help each other as well, or to not just help ourselves. So we need to let go of the wrong attitude, and the attitude is that we're not individuals, or that we are individuals and not help them. So it's still all about the same. We are individuals and we need to be an individual, but we still are part of a community. So we can't be completely individual. And that's what this bougainvillea is showing us. And we look at all the colour on it, and the colour is a beautiful pink colour. So it is showing that it's the love aspect that will keep it together. So we let go of that negative attitude, let go of the belief that we can't do this, and move that aside. So if we let go of that, we're pruning those sort of ideas, we're pruning that individual aspect and looking further into the group, you know, the greater community. That's number 11. So number 99, let me bring up 99, is what we're focusing on at the moment. And let me share that screen. I've got to remove that one. And whoops, hang on. I'm getting better at this, but I'm still a bit slow. Share this screen. Now, this one is a beautiful yellow lily. It is the oriental lily. Now, when we look at this lily, it's bright yellow. It's not the white, but it's a bright yellow one. We look at it, and the flower itself is looking up. Actually, if you realize, the bougainvillea was looking down too. We've got to stop doing that. We've got to look up. And that's what this is saying. So as far as the blossoming goes, what we're focusing on at the moment is looking up. Look to the positive. Look to the sky. Look to the light. We can do this. And yellow is joyous. Yellow is so happy and bright. We need to make sure that we still focus on those positives and get it out there. And the heart center in this image is the heart center, which is the center there, is separated, which means that you're not all mixed up into one. You're allowed to be feminine. You're allowed to be masculine. There's no if, buts, or maybes. Bring the real you out. Let you come forward and highlight and shine, because it's such a joyous time that we need to be able to do that. If we want to cower and hide, we're not going to have that ability to be out there and show the world who we really are. Now, I also look at this image and I think to myself, it is such a beautiful, soft image. Now, when we look at the petals of attraction, so the petals of the attraction, what we're attracting, they are more elongated, right? So it's more of a long elongation. That means it's a more of a masculine aspect for attraction. If you want to focus on what you need, and you want to attract the right thing, you need to be very mindful of it, very strong. This is not a passive way of attracting. This is quite an assertive way of attracting. If you feel that you deserve the best, you need to put it out there that you deserve the best. You do not sort of go, oh, well, I'll make do with that. You need to attract what is the best thing for you. So with this form of attraction, it's not about the flower on the wall. It's about being there and being open. You don't have to be loud and obnoxious. That's not what it's about. It's more about being open and friendly, because yellow is beautiful, it's joyous, it's friendly. It's also a lot of wisdom with the yellow too, so allow that to come through. The other aspect I wanted to say, when we look at this image too for focus, it is a landscape image, right? So the focus is on more of the, now this sounds a little bit strange. When we've got a portrait, it's a positive manner and it's an individual. When we have a landscape, it's of a negative manner and it is more of a group. Now, when we say negative, I don't mean that it's negative in nature. I mean, often there's a negative element to it that makes you step forward. So with this, the focus to me, when you look at it, say a negative aspect like that, is like, I'm trying to get an example. I often have the landscape, because I often go towards helping groups. Now, when I'm going towards helping groups, there's a reason behind it, and there's often a negative aspect to it. So they're hurting, they've got anxiety, they've got problems. It could be a woman like myself that is experiencing a lot of emotional abuse, and I want to help them. So there's that negative aspect that allows me to step forward and help this group and shine in my way. So that's what that flower is saying. It's saying focus on being out, being open, being loving, keep your head towards the sun, keep shining, And if it's a situation in a group that they're having this negative aspect, then you could bring in a positive belief to it or a positive help towards it. So that's that side of it. I've got to keep going because I'm running out of time. Number 20 is, okay, let me close that one. Number 20 is about, I want to share the screen, application window there. Now, here's number 20. So number 20 is about what we're fertilising. And we're going, we've got another yellow flower. Now, this obviously is not the same. So very much front and centre of life. Look at it. And it's big and round. So this goal, what we're going to be fertilising or what we're going to be actioning, what we're going to go towards is very feminine in the whole aspect of it. And yet, to attract the attention, you look at those petals, they're long and they're elongated. We still, again, like the flower before, we need to be strong in what we want to attract and make sure we attract the right way. So we don't want to do it passively. We want to be a little bit more assertive and go and know what we want to do and where we want to do it. Now, this image has it actually looks like it's a cut flower because it's in a vase down the bottom, which you probably can't see. But oh, sorry, that was me playing. So this is the beautiful big it's not a daisy, it is a, oh gosh, I can't even think of its name. I'm trying to help the people on the podcast. You'll have to look at the video. But it's got a very dark centre, the heart centre, and all those little petals that are coming in to the heart centre. There's a bit in the background too. So what we're looking at when we're looking at images like this is getting an understanding of what's happening in the background or getting an understanding of even the background of the flower itself. Now, the flower, this flower is actually grown for a cut flower, so it is grown for that reason. So when we're fertilising something, we're fertilising it for a particular reason. When we want to look at where we want to go in the future, make sure you're giving it the right things it needs to be able to grow and develop in the right way. If this was a little flower coming out of, like a daisy coming out of the ground where it's growing naturally in a bush, it's going to be a lot different, need a lot different care and attention than what this particular flower is. If you want this goal to achieve this goal, if you want to head towards that one, you need to fertilize it properly. You need to make sure you're giving it the right attention, the right time, and it needs to be balanced across the board. So that's what your action steps are, is about starting to feed that goal that you want to achieve. So if we looked at the past one, the blossoming one, the big bright yellow, that's what's happening now, but this is taking you another step forward. This is a little bit more deliberate, a little bit more intent because of the style of flower it is. But I really have to go. That is because I've gone to 33 minutes already and I try not to go for too long. Hang on, let me stop. Let me remove that one. I try not to go for too long. So the whole benefit of this or the whole beauty about this podcast today was all about getting an understanding of what tools you want to use to help you develop your intuition. So your intuition, again, is that communication between our physical and our spiritual, and it's how we're communicating. Now, even when we're doing the pendulums, you know, your micro muscles are moving that pendulum around. You may have to start with a yes and start with a no to help it, to get the body used to it, and then the spirit will send these intuitive messages through and your hand, your micro muscles will start to move that pendulum in a certain direction, yes or no direction. These are great little tools. They're great ways to develop your intuition and to get an understanding. The cards are a great way to do that. My tool of choice, my tool of choice is obviously the flowers. And that's what I like to do. But I tend to like the flowers because there's nothing on them. It means that you use your intuition. There's no restrictions. There's no There's nothing that can stop you from picking the flowers. If I said to you, what would 2021 look like for you? If you want to feel good, if you want to feel like you've achieved something, if you want to, how do you want to feel? And what does that look like for you in a flower image? What would you pick? And what colors are there? What shape is it? What it's all about? There's 16 elements in a flower image that you can look at. And that's not even addressing the growing period of a flower or the culture of the flower. So that's not even going into the essence of the flower. So that's my one today. I do have the book. I've got that on my my website, www.intuitivenature.com.au. It is an Australian business. You can purchase it on Amazon if you want to get a hard copy. It's unfortunately, it's not all that cheap because it's colour. It's a coloured book. So they get a little bit expensive, the coloured ones, but I had to do it in colour because, well, you've got all your colour charts and everything like that, and it doesn't quite look the same in black and white colour. So we've got all that there. If you want to connect with me, hey, I'll tell you what, whoever's listening to the podcast, if you want to send me a flower image, I will do a personal reading for you. If you want to send it via Facebook, I can do a personal reading on there. I can do a quick video on there for you. Or if you want to just send it via the website, just send a message that way and I will get back to you and give you an email, proper email address, or send it to info@intuitivenature.com.au. That would be perfect and I can send you one back. I'd love to do that for you. Okay, guys, I really do got to go. Have a great 2021. I know it's going to get better. I know that I didn't start off too well, but it will get better. Next week we've got another interview from a lovely lady and you're gonna love her. This is all about channeling. She talks about channeling. You're going to love that. So all the very best. Have a great January and I will see you in about 2 weeks' time. Well, actually a podcast next week, but I've already done that. And it's the week after I'll see you again. So I will say goodbye. I've got to find my ending and all the very, very best. Bye for now.